Hey guys, this is Jason. Thank you for listening to the podcast. This week's going to be Eric Trundy Part 2 with Ryan Higgins. They recorded after a show at Bailey's in Chapel Hill, so that's the reason you'll hear a little bit of noise. You might hear me screaming in the background, I'm not sure. But yeah, you should love this episode. It's Eric Trundy and Ryan just talking about things, man. Just talking about things. Also, we'd like to thank everybody on Twitter who started following us and are giving us all those very nice compliments. We thank you a lot. It really does mean a lot to us. We'd like to hear what you think about the podcast, and so that's a great way to get in touch with us. If you're not following us on Twitter, you can follow me at JaySunWebb on Twitter, and if Ryan still has his, I feel like he told me he deleted it, but if he doesn't, it's at NotRyanHiggins, so you can tweet us there. And also, the Truns. Eric Trundy, man. He's on Twitter as well. You can follow him at Eric Trundy. So hopefully you guys will love this episode as much as I did. So let's get into it. Let's listen, man. Just listen.
Official as of 2 days ago.
Everybody, last night. A man that I really don't need to introduce, really. Jason. One of my favorite comedians right now, Eric Trundy. He's a local North Carolina comedian, stand-up, a good friend of mine. We both competed in the Ultimate Comic Challenge.
Yes, sir.
Went to the semifinals. We're both, I would say you're so goddamn real, man. You're so real. But, come on, fucking don't downplay it. Like, you really talk about, you're different than most comedians. You're not observational, really. I mean, you kind of are, about yourself.
Yeah.
But not so much with like, mundane things. You just talk about who you are and what's going on in your life.
I think I just figured it out, though. Like, as you were talking, I think normal shit is so boring. And I'm so self-concerned that that's the only thing that's interesting to me. I really, no, because my girlfriend is so much younger than me.
Yeah.
And hanging out with her friends, who are all amazing, in case they listen to this, but they're all amazing. And I realize that hanging out with younger people doesn't interest me at all unless we're talking about me.
Yeah.
I don't hear to talk
so
about
So if they start talking about a band or food, you're
I've
like, I don't
of
give
it.
A shit.
I don't
want to
eat
care.
It. Yeah. I don't care.
You don't give a
shit.
Yeah,
let's talk about me.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, I'll go take a nap.
So you went from, let's get into that. You went from a fan, like a wife. I guess you still have a wife, technically.
We're married, yeah, very much in love.
You're married? You. Better than things have ever been. Move in with my new girlfriend, by the way. Ooh.
It's so funny to try to impress upon people how good we're doing. That we still love each other and we get along, but I just moved out and we're separated. You know, like, no one believes that.
I even have a, like, I asked you, I was like, how's everything with the wife? And you're like, oh no, I moved out and live with my girlfriend. I was like, yeah. Well, how's your wife? And she's like, oh yeah, yeah, we're better than we've ever been. What? Really?
No? I'm better than I've ever been. She's okay.
She's okay.
She's okay. She's I mean, she's amazing, dude. I talk to her every day, and
yeah,
I just, we're not together.
Is it comedy
anymore.
that threw this wedge
in? A little
in
bit.
There?
No, yeah. It's fucking life, man. I didn't want to fucking be home anymore. I couldn't stay home and fucking pay bills and work a job I didn't
you
like.
Couldn't do it no
we
more.
Couldn't be together if that's not what I wanted to do, and it's not what I wanted to do. And she supports me, man, and, you know, it is what it is. I don't, yeah, I could. Take a million years to explain it to you and you'll never get it. Like, nobody
it's,
would.
No, I don't.
Because it's irrational.
Yeah, it is. But have you tried to explain to people? Have you been like, no, this is, I'm not crazy.
Yeah. The worst thing in the world is trying to convince someone you're not crazy by saying, I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The more I try to say, no, everything's good. I moved out of the house. I sold everything I own. I broke up with my wife who I'm madly in love with. And no, I'm good. I'm totally not crazy. Everything's good. You know what I mean? They don't believe you. You sound more crazy the more you say.
No. Don't worry, guys. I moved out of my house. I lived in my van for a little bit. Yep. Got a girlfriend. Moved in with her.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Everything's good.
Yeah. Everything's
good. Sold everything
good.
I own.
But everything
to
is
do comedy good. In Greensboro.
I'm an open micer.
I'm not even an open micer in a place where it's cool to be an open micer. I'm an open micer in a fucking horrible place.
Horrible. It's
the worst
place.
Yeah.
It's the worst place in America.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
You should. We should.
I'm going to leave or die.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the last one's a guarantee.
Yeah, like, either one, I'm totally okay. I just don't care. as long as something different happens, whether it's death or moving.
Yeah, and moving, like, you recently were going to go to Boston and go to this wedding.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah.
Like, do
Which
weddings make any sense to you anymore?
I fucking hate weddings so much. My friend works at a 7-Eleven, and he spent $12,000 on this wedding.
Uh-huh.
And it's over now. You know what I mean?
Okay, let me really... $12,000.
Yeah.
What does this man do for a living? He's obviously like an executive.
He
of
works
something.
At a 7-Eleven. He manages a 7-Eleven. Yeah. He love him to death. Just a really stupid guy.
Really stupid. He sounds really dumb.
He got a girl way out of his league. So understood. But still,
yeah, I understand.
You know,
that.
Take some time off of work, or you know, go to Vegas. Put it all in a slot machine. Put it all on red. You know what I mean?
Put it all on.
Yeah,
red.
And if you win, you win. If you, you know what I mean? And either way, you had a good time. It's a good story. If you win, then spend $12,000 on a wedding, then you have $12,000 to save.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you had a fun time.
I just don't. I've never.
You didn't spend your $12,000 on cunts that you don't like.
Like, they wanted, tell me please, like, they wanted you to come to this place. Did they want you to buy a plane, train, bus ticket?
They've been together for 2.5 years, and they planned this wedding 2 years ago. So I was supposed to go, and I had to cancel, and I had to call him, and it was one of the more shameful phone calls I've ever made, because I didn't want to go to the wedding anyhow, but I had to call him, and, you know, because the whole time I was supposed to go, I had to call him and say, hey, I'm not coming to the wedding, and he said, you know, he was like, oh, no, it's fine, we'll just have to tell one of the girls that she can't be a bridesmaid now.
Oh, my
you know
God.
I've
seen uneven amounts of bridesmaids. Have you? Like that's just bullshit.
Well, listen, who gives a fuck? Do you know what I mean?
The truns.
Take the fattest one and leave her be.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let her go by herself.
Because, sadly, why...
I don't have anything against fat women, by the way.
No, not at all. No, they're better people than me,
I'm sure. No, for sure they are,
yeah.
That's something we have in common.
Yeah.
Everyone is better than both of us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I like that we agree on that.
I saw recently on the news, they were like, oh, my God, homeless man hit by the bus. And a friend of mine was like, who gives a shit, homeless? And I was like, he's probably a better guy than me.
No, he for sure was a better guy than
me. He had principles. He had somewhere to go. He was crossing the street.
Right. He was motivated that day. At least he was out doing shit getting hit by a bus.
Exactly.
You were home playing Warcraft that day,
I swear to God I was. I downloaded the first one
Diablo.
Two days ago. I wish I had Diablo.
I don't even know where that is. I see.
I don't got Diablo.
You got 4 years
economy.
Ago RPG money. Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm dying.
Are you playing The Sims now?
I've started the first demo. The free freeware demo. I started The Sims. One of my Sims I named Eric Trundy, and he ended up dying of Alzheimer's in
nice,
the first year.
Nice,
and a half.
Nice.
Anyway, okay.
He lived a good life.
He lived a Trundy, Trundy life.
I can't wait for Alzheimer's. I can't wait. So this will
that's
all
the
just
thing.
Be
okay,
over.
No. Fuck that. I want to get into that with you. Like you, a lot of people listening to this don't know that you did professional wrestling. I'm talking ropes, you know, beams. I'm going to jump off this and ram my face into this guy's face. Stuff like serious shit.
Yeah, you know what's funny? Whenever I tell anybody that I've had over 2 dozen concussions and the Alzheimer's stuff is definitely for sure happening, they always assume it's from the wrestling, but it's totally not. Like I had 3 or 4 concussions from.
You got to be fucking with me, because I assumed it was all.
No. It's from being a kid and getting the shit kicked out of me.
Oh, wow.
Riding my bike and no one telling me to wear a helmet. You know those curly slides that you used to as a kid. I used to ride my bike down that. Not only did I ride my bike down that.
You rode your bike.
Yeah, my
down
parents
there.
Would encourage me to do it in front of their drunk friends. Like, hey, watch what my kid can do.
Oh
a lot of
God.
Guys, a lot of kids, they would be like, hey, my kid can sing the Star Spangled Banner or juggle.
Yeah.
I could ride my bike off of things. And 1 out of 5 times I would make it. And that was the most impressive shit. So those curly slides, I used to ride my bike down those.
Actually, I would wonder how you wouldn't fly off the edge of that. So
you made it
to the bottom.
Most times, but sometimes I'd fall off and crack my head, dude. I've had 40 some odd stitches in my head. But I had a lot of... I have headaches all the time, and the Alzheimer's, the dementia shit, that's very real. Like, it's a certainty.
Well, let me explain to everyone listening, like, Trundy, you called me one day and told me about it. Like, you have these calcium deposits in your brain after you went to the doctor.
So much fun.
Because, I thought it was fun. It's not funny just how you describe
it. No, it is funny.
In elation. You were like, oh, my God, I don't have brain cancer. It's just going to be Alzheimer's in a little bit, yeah. And that means people need to take care of me.
Yeah,
hooray.
It's not cancer. Cancer would be...
Cancer means I have to deal with that. Yeah.
Alzheimer's, everybody else, yeah.
Yeah, what did you say about... You're like, I got the best wife. Because if she got sick, I'd just lead her out into the woods.
No, she was so... she stayed with me going through the MRIs and all that stuff, and she was, like, totally willing to take care of me, and she's amazing, and... If she got sick, and I told her this, like, if she got sick, I wouldn't take care of her. Like, if she breaks her arm, I'll take her in the woods and leave her there. And only if she makes it all the way out will I take care of her again until she hurts herself. And
she's earned it after that.
But the thing is, like, she was willing to stay with me through brain cancer or Alzheimer's or anything. She was willing to stay with me, and I left because I was bored.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're like a rock star.
No, I'm a horrible person.
Well, you're a terrible person, I agree, but you're absolutely a rock star.
I feel like, to be perfectly honest with you, I'm kind of, I don't think a lot of people I know what I'm doing right now. Like, I think most of my friends and family back home think I'm just kind of chasing comedy, Carrot Top style, like, you know what I mean? But I really feel like... when they find out what I'm doing, there's going to be a lot of phone calls, a lot of worried phone calls.
Yeah.
And I've gotten a couple of them, like, and I know that people have put my sister up to calling me to ask me if I'm okay. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no way to explain to them that I'm just doing okay. Like, I'm very happy right
now.
See,
you did it all the wrong way. Like, me, I destroyed everything in my life. Like, I had no connections or attachments or anything. I lost my job, lost all my friends, this and that. And then I was like... comedy, and everyone's just glad I'm alive, you know?
Right.
But you like, you had a family, house, job, and you were like, fuck all of it, comedy. And you did, like, you really, and you're doing great, but the thing is, like,
doing great.
You're doing great, you know, the van, and...
dude, I spent 14 years making really good decisions, taking care of everyone in my life, and then here, over the last 2 years, especially when the health shit came up, I just said, you know, I've never really done anything just for me. I've never made a decision that wasn't going to decide the fate of 14 other people and not just me.
Now I'm just like,
you know, fuck all of those people. They'll be okay. Like, I've done my job. You know what I mean? My kids are good kids. And
they really are.
Thanks, man. Yeah,
they're strong, smart fucking kids.
They're smart, man. And, you know, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just done. Like, I want to say a bunch of nice stuff about them, but I honestly don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I don't. And that's a real legitimate from my heart statement.
I don't
care about my children anymore.
No, I do.
I love them to death. You know what I mean?
Know you love them.
I love them so much. It's just,
I know you do.
I just need now for them to love me.
Enough,
Danny,
to
let me go.
Like, you need to love me enough to get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, give me some space, kid.
So the thing I really just love and admire that you're doing, like, you have really good kids, but they don't seem to be weird about it. Like, when you're not there, they take care of the house. They do everything around. Like, they take care of each other.
I'm really lucky, man.
Is that why you're making it? I have a feeling that's kind of why, like, you're confident with them.
I am, yeah. If I had shithead kids, I'd have to stick around. But I really ran my house like fucking military. And I made sure that they knew exactly what was going on. They were doing the right things every day. I drilled it into them. And now that I'm not there, I really know that they're taking care of things and they'll be okay. At least I'm guessing. You know what I mean? My best guess is that they'll be okay.
I'm sure. The other day I was thinking about you because I just left your house after like a bender.
Yeah,
and
we did a clean show, and then we did a charity show for kids.
Charity show for kids, and then straight up
went on a bender,
liquor bender,
yes.
Like just weeks.
That was fun.
And it was wow. That was the most fun I had. I remember when after that I sobered up, and I was sitting back, and I was thinking about you and your life, and I was like, I have this, which is my bedroom and my parents. They're all well adjusted. No responsibilities. But you, I was like, God, I started daydreaming about killing myself. I was like, if I was you, I'm going to start, you know, looking at this highway a little bit differently. Like, I might need to make some decisions.
Well, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
You ever think about dying? I think about dying.
All the time, man.
All the time, I think.
That's why I changed this. I changed my life is because I started to daydream about dying. And I do now every day. And I don't want people to worry about me. I want them to be happy for me. I feel like I'm at another level in my life. I really do love the idea of dying.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for it. And it doesn't matter when it happens. So this can be my mark that I leave for anyone who hears it. Like, I really if I die, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Don't mourn me. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want. I just don't know how I want it yet, but I want it so bad.
Yeah.
I daydream about dying as much as I ever thought about fucking any woman I've ever met in my life, like constantly. Do you know what I'm saying?
I
really do want it, and not like out of some. Like, I don't want anybody to feel sorry. I just really want it to be over with. Like, I don't want headaches anymore. I don't want to think about things. I just want it to be over, but I'm going to enjoy it until it does. And you know, I'm not going to kill myself.
No, that's...
Maybe.
Well, that's where people get it all wrong. It's like, yeah, I daydream about dying. I think about it all the time. But it's only because it's not like, woe is me, I'm so sad. It's just because I'm lazy. Like, I don't want to do shit.
Yeah,
I got to get up and take a shower and put
it's
on
so much easier,
that match.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I just feel like everybody thinks suicide is a coward's way out, and I just think it's the bravest thing you could possibly do.
Dude, if you bite the bullet and fucking eat it,
yeah,
man, wow, you...
I just really want a good way to die. But until then, I'm going to enjoy everything I have. And
I just feel like with comedy, like, the comedy was my little escape, but do you ever... I feel like a fraud, man. I feel like... Like, why am I doing this? Who am I?
Feeling like a fraud and dying are kind of, for me, the same thing. I don't want to be miserable. I don't want to be miserable and die.
Yeah, no.
I don't think everything's going to be horrible and I'm just going to give up and die. Like, I want to accomplish something and then die.
Dude, you're fucking
but not
explaining
like,
my life right
but
now.
But not
yeah.
Not some... I don't want to be present. I just want to do anything worthwhile and
have
then just...
Have you fantasized about how you... Like the physics, the mechanics.
I just can't come up with a really good way. You know what I mean? Like, if I died in my sleep, look, any way I die, I feel happy.
So you just want to, like, okay, this is a rough
just
example.
Just fade to black.
You know, well, absolutely, because that's what's going to happen inevitably. But you want to, like, publish a book that's a bestseller... And then go to sleep that night, dead.
No. I want to win $50 on a scratch ticket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your hopes are way too high, kid.
You're right.
I just want to spend my last $10 on scratch tickets and win $50.
You know what?
Because I do that all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I like buying scratch tickets. When
I love it. I love it. And people don't get it. Like my only hope that it... Because I've tried to stop drinking. Like, I don't drink when I don't have a show, which is a big fucking thing. I used to drink 7 days a week all day.
Yeah.
And so now my only thing is I'll walk to the store because I don't have a driver's license because of drinking. And I'll walk to the store, get a scratch-off ticket. I won't scratch it in the building.
Right.
Because that's for someone who's pathetic.
That's for suckers, yeah.
But I scratch it while I'm walking.
So if you scratch it while you're walking and you hit, do you immediately walk back and you save it for the next day?
Oh, yeah. Immediately. Fuck them and their pride. I don't got pride for that. I could be winning $1,000.
So how many scratch tickets are you buying here? Are you buying the most? Like, how many are you buying?
See, this is where I don't know if I'm right or not, and people listening, help me out. I don't know if it's smarter to buy one $5 or five $1.
Ooh, good question.
I don't know.
I think if you have $5, don't buy scratch tickets. It's
what would I do with that $5?
I don't know.
Trendy.
Save it until you get another $5, then you get $10, you know what I mean?
Oh, now you're
put
just
it
talking
in an
crazy
interest-bearing,
talk. You're talking
savings
crazy
account, put
talk.
It in a Roth IRA, something like that.
No, I don't know. Lotto tickets and death. I daydream about death.
Yeah.
I do. But I want to die in such a cool way that will never happen.
I don't care how it happens.
I don't think you do.
I just really just want it to happen.
I want to be shot in the liver.
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm like, it hurts. You
know
what I'm saying? And I push a little girl out of the way of a bullet.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
Like a heroic death you want?
I kind of want that, because that's not who I've been in life.
I would like to be trying to pull a little girl in front of a bullet and then feel at that. But yeah, feeling like a fraud, it happens every day. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Let's talk about life right now. Let's talk about life.
Okay.
We want to get into that.
Sure, we've
talked about death. We've talked about dying. Let's talk about what we're living right now. I got a girlfriend. You got a girlfriend.
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
So happy.
That's so fucking weird, but because we're so happy. Like, I'm fucking ecstatic.
I don't know how to deal with it.
I don't. And you know the weirdest thing?
I'm seriously trying to find ways to fuck it up almost every day.
I've tried. Have you tried and it didn't even work?
Yeah.
She's just like, takes it. She's like, yeah.
No, but that's the thing is she's so much like me that she doesn't take it. She just pushed me away. And then I was like, oh, I can't do without her.
I worded that wrong. Like she didn't take it, but she could see what I was doing. Like, bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
no, dude, I'm very lucky and cursed, and I don't know. I wake up every day and wonder why she wants me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I don't
yeah.
understand that. that seems like some deficiency on her part. You know what I mean?
It's made me wonder. It's like I hate myself so much to where I look at her that likes me, like, what the fuck must be wrong with you? And there's nothing wrong.
It's like when somebody gives me a compliment about my comedy. If it's a crowd member or fan, I take it and it's okay. But if it's a comedian, I feel like I value their opinion so much less now.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, a guy gave me this really great compliment the other day, and it meant so much to me, but I held him in really high esteem, and then after he said how good I was, I couldn't deal with him anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't even look at him. Yeah. It's weird. It's like,
so with her, the fact that she really just fucking cares about me boggles my mind. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Have you had this happen? Like my girlfriend, I was like, yeah, we can't hang out all week because I got shows and I might move to New York in a little while. And she was like, okay, good. Yeah, you need to go to New York. That'd be great. And so now I'm thinking, she wants to fucking get rid of me, when that's not the case at all.
she's just being
incredibly
supportive.
Stupid supportive. Yeah. But that's have you experienced that a little bit?
I am really lucky. She's an artist and she understands, you know. I mean, I was living in my van. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and she gave me
a
place to crash, and things just kind of happened organically. And I'm just really lucky, dude. I don't know. I wake up every morning and expect that she'll come to her senses.
Isn't that a nervous morning every morning?
Every morning.
Every morning.
Yeah, no, but it doesn't stop after the morning and she gives me a kiss and tells me she loves me.
Yeah.
It goes on all day. It's like, oh, she's just telling me she loves me because she's waiting for the right moment to let me down.
Let me down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, abandonment issues, yay. You know, I don't know.
Well, look, Eric, I've loved talking to you right now. I love talking to you every time, man. Me and you are just a twisted pile of garbage. What's wrong with us? We're so...
Everything that's right in the world.
Everything that's right in the world would just look at us like recycling. Not even that.
I stand by my statement that you're a cunt. And I love you.
Same here, man. Same here. You're just a worthless, awful person.
Thank you.
You have no value in society.
You're a horrible, broken human being.
All we are is
who means nothing to anyone.
We're laying at the bottom of the pit in 300.
I really
after the
feel
dude
like if you
in.
Die, that after 30 minutes, everybody's just like, all right, well, that happened. That happened. Back to whatever else
it's
we were doing.
So if it didn't go back to normal, I would be hurt because that means I made things worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that if when you kill yourself,
which is inevitable.
Yeah, leave your suicide note on my Facebook wall. Because if I kill myself, I'm putting my suicide note on your Facebook wall, so you have to deal with
if
all
you,
the uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. Every listener, add Ron Higgins, Eric Trundy, you might get a suicide note out of it.
Yeah, if it's on Twitter, it'll be 140 characters at a time.
Jesus Christ, who doesn't exist? Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been, we did, wait, Eric, We did it. Myself, Ron Higgins, Eric Trundy, thank you guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Love you.